ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. The hadith is quoted by Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah in his kitab Abu Dawood Sharif. Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said جہنم کو ہر دن ڈھوکایا جاتا ہے. یہ ڈھوکا ہے نا, یہ اردو لفظ ہے, یعنی اللہ تبارک و تعالی tell the angels to make more hot the fire of جہنم blaze, مگر جمعہ کو نہیں, not on Friday. Every day the جہنم, اللہ commands to angel to make them more hot, burn properly, but not on Friday. The hadith is quoted by Imam Tabrani and Kanzul Ummat. Every day, just before Zawal, every day before Zawal, Allah tell the angels to burn the fire, but not on Friday. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah mentioned in his Musnad Shafi'i, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, what is the meaning of Yawmul Mazid? Allah mentioned in the Quran Kareem, Yawmul Mazid. What is the meaning of Yawm Mazid? Kya hai? Jibreel alayhi salam ne farmaya, tumhare Rab ne جنت میں ایک وادی بنائی ہے جو مشک کے ٹیلوں سے بنی ہے. You understand what I'm saying? جنت میں ایک بہت بڑا میدان ہے, میدان بہت بڑا, اور اس کے اندر میں مشک کے ٹیلے, یعنی let me explain you how maybe some of you went to see football. They're playing down and you can see the people are watching from the top. They're sitting on top. Surround them like a chairs everywhere. And they're watching. You understand me now? Yeah. So like they made with the mushk, all the teal, I mean high place. They made it surround the this is like a big place, like a medan, like, and then surround you can see the people are sitting there. And the bottom, you can see so many members made with the noor and light. And behind that member, there is another chairs made with the gold, pearls. And the member also made with the pearls, like a diamonds of Jannat. So top you can see the people are sitting there. And then down you can see the first, the chairs, then another chair, another members like this. The Anbiya alayhi salam will sit. All the Anbiya alayhi salam surround that, the member, which is made with the pearls, diamonds. Allahu Akbar. And behind them the chairs made with the gold and silvers. The Awliya, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, those who are very close to Allah, they will sit behind the Anbiya alayhi salam. And on top you can see the people can see directly to Anbiya alayhi salam also. Now in between, every Friday the people will see directly to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's a special place made in Jannat. Every Friday, they will see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's what Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. A big mirror. Aina lekar hai. Big mirror. Clean. White. And in between, there was a one dot. Black dot. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what is this? Said, this is the day of Jum'ah. Allah have chosen for your ummah only. Amongst all the days. No Monday, no Tuesday, no Wednesday, no Thursday, no Saturday, no Sunday. chosen for Jews, Saturday, for Christian, Sunday, for Muslim, Allah chosen himself, because the other 2 days, they have chosen. This day, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam chosen to who? For who? For Ummat of Rasulullah. So this is a Jummah. White. That's what yesterday I mentioned to you, hadith. The Jummah ki raat, roshan, or Jummah ka deen, shining, chamakdar. That Ahlullah can see the roshni and light on Friday. Me and you can't see that. Allah wala, those heart is very clean. They can see the light and noor. So in between the dot, asked, what is this? He said, this is, there is a one ghari, 1 minute, a few seconds, a few hours, that you make dua on Friday, Allah accept your dua. Allah accept your dua. So when everybody will sit in that place, before that, Allah will ask, because Allah said in Surah Al-Yasin Sharif, that normally the angel makes salam to all the Jannati. Angel are going to make salam to Jannati people. But in Surah Yasin, that Allah himself also going to make salam to the people, those who are in Jannat. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Today the salam to you, all of you, from Allah, who is it? Most merciful. Allah is going to make salam. And another place, Allah said himself in Surah Al-Dahr, some of them, the khuddam will give them water or drink and everything. Servants will serve them. Jannati people, the servant will serve them. Jannati servants. And some of the scholars said, those children, non-Muslims children, who died before they become mature, before they become baligh, they will go also in Jannat, and they're going to be a servant for Jannati people. So the special servant will come and serve the people of Jannati. And some of them, they are very close to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah said in Surah Al-Dahr, Allah himself will give a cask of water. Allah will make them drink. Come on, drink. I'm giving you. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا تَهُورًا. Their Rabb will make them drink. Come, I'll make you drink today. Allah said himself in the Quran Kareem, you can't doubt. وَسَقَاهُمْ Allah pilaye ga unko apne haath se us din jannat mein. وہ کتنے نصیب والے ہوں گے جن کو اللہ پلائے گا. And Allah says in the Quran, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. Ask in Jannat, whatever you wish, whatever you wish. One person asked me, when I give this bayan somewhere, I said, Hazrat, you know Allah, you said, whatever I wish, Allah will give me. I said, yes, definitely. Allah said himself, I'm not saying, وَلَكُمْ فِيَا مَا تَشْتَهِ جو تیری خواہش ہو, touched him, خواہش ہو. He said, I love cigarette. So Allah will give me cigarette. I said, yes, you will get a cigarette, but there will be no fire in Jahannam. You have to go to get fire to Jahannam. He said, no, I don't want to go to Jahannam. Everything will get. Hadith, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a Sahabi came from Dehat, from village, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I love to do farming. Can I do farm in Jannat? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. Once you start farming one side, other side is ready, everything. The barley is ready. The wheat is ready. Everything is ready. Once you start, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah going to ask the Jannati people, you got everything? You want anything else? They're going to say, Allah, everything we got. Jannat, we got a hur. You know, hur. Each last person who will come out from Jannat, the last, who will, from Jahannam, last person, he will get the jannat equal of 10 world. This is the hadith of Mishkat Sharif. Equal of 10. 10 world. Allahu Akbar. Equal of 10 world. Allah will tell him, go in jannat. I gave you jannat. You know, very huge jannat. Go. He will go inside and he will come back. Ya Allah, there is no place. There is no place in jannat. It's full. Hadith of Mishkat Sharif. Subhanallah. So Allah, aap bhi humare saath hasi karte hai, mazaak karte hai. There is no place inside. I can't even put my foot in there. It's full. Allah farmat, jaakar wapas dekho. Go inside. I gave you jannat. Amount of 10 world. Go and see. He will go there. Jannat. Allahu Akbar. When this hadith mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was smiling. Look at the servant, what he's going to say. And the one person will come out from Jahannam. Slowly, slowly, he's going to say, Allah, just take me out from Jahannam. I'm going to just sit here. Don't send me in Jannah. Just here. Out of Jahannam. Allah said, okay, you should promising me? He said, yeah, I'm not going to ask you more than that. Come on. Make him sit there. Out of Jahannam. And he will see a little bit air is coming from Jannah. After years, he's going to ask Allah, please, little bit more. Said, you promise me not to ask? Allah's Qasam, I'm not going to ask you, Allah. Please, just little bit more. Hadith of Mishkat Sharif. See, amazing. You know that. Then he said, okay, go there. Third time he's going to say, Allah, little bit more. And then he's going to say, Allah, just by the door of Jannat. By the door of Jannat. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will tell you, okay, go in Jannat. You know. So, on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala save all of us from the fire of Jahannam. Wallah is too. You know, this fire, what we normally use in this world, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told the angel, is a hadith of Abu Dawud Sharif, washed 70 times with water. Washed 70 times. Fire of Jahannam is not washed. This fire, we can't put finger in for 1 minute. How the body is going to burn in the fire of Jahannam, which is not washed, only black. So, Allah is going to ask people, what you want? You want anything? Say, Allah, we got everything. Allah said in the Quran Karim, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. I'm giving you everything, whatever you demand. Don't mean demands. You demands today. You just order. How like a sitting restaurant order? I want this. Demands. تَدَّعُونَ. نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. Today the tablecloth, dastarkhan, from Ghafoor Rahim. From Allah. Allah mentioned it. In 24th para, subhanallah. But Allah said something left behind. You didn't ask that. So they're going to ask the pious people, what Allah want to say? We got everything. The hoor is there. Jannat is there. Everything. Got everything. The fruit is there. In one fruit, 70 or 100 different type of tests. You eat one bite, different taste. In the same apple, different taste. You just broke, picked one apple, another one is there. You broke the second one, third. You're not going to break. You're just going to say, I want to eat this apple. It will cut itself and come in front of you. Because Allah says, then the ulama said, yes, one thing left. We want to see Allah directly. Want to see Allah directly. Then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will tell the angel, as Medan-e Mazid, Yawm-e Mazid, this is a hadith. Like Allah will come with the throne of Allah. With the throne of Allah. And in some of the hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zabur, Dawud alayhi salam, he would read his Zabur. He's going to read in the Jalsa, Zabur. And Dawud alayhi salam was reading Zabur in this world. What Allah said in the Quran? The mountain was shaking. The birds were sitting down and listening. And they also were shaking. The beautiful voice Allah has given to who? Melodious voice to who? Dawud alayhi salam. Once he finished, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite Surat Yasin Sharif. Then Allah would recite Surat Ar-Rahman. Allahu Akbar. Who Allah revealed. That's a jannat, bhai. Allah said, I will give you on the day of Qiyamah, you don't know, you can't even imagine. Allah said, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِيَتْ وَلَا خَطَرْ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرْ. You never seen, you never heard, and the whisper of that also never came in your heart. What I'll give you on the day of Qiyamah, what I left for you, you just do for 30, 40, 50, 60 years according to my commands, then Jannah is ready for you forever and ever and ever. There is no end for it. So mention here, Juma ka din wo babar ka din hai, ki akhirat mein bhi, all the days will finish, but the day of Juma will remain. Every Friday, Allah's didar will happen. You will see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah Akbar. Says, khususiyat ke saath, didar ilahi hoga, jannatiyon ko, they will see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For years and years and years, I mentioned before also that is. Allah will say, now go, your hoor is waiting in Jannah. Go now. They say, Allah, we just saw, but just blink of eyes. We saw you only just blink of eyes. Said, no, the 1,000 years have seen me. Allah Akbar. Allah, we all have didar nasib.
Amen.
Qiyamat ke din, Allah, Jannah mein didar ata farmaya. How Allah is going to come? What? We believe in Allah, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't go more in deep that what type of eyes of Allah, hand of Allah, how he's going to see it, how Allah knows best. But we believe what the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day of Qiyamah will come to know. Yawma yukshafu an saakim wa yud'auna ila sujudi fala yastati'un. Allah will just open the heel. You know, heal. The noor will shine. Allah said in the Quran, Yawma yukshafu ansaq. Saq meaning pindli. Ansaqim. Vayudawuna ila sujood. People will go straight in sasta. Allah. Lekin those not reading namaz, fala yastatiyo. They cannot bend. On that day, they cannot bend. Those who perform the salah in this world, they will go straight in sasta. In front of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. But what type of saq? What type of hand? Yadullah. What type? Imam Malik rahimahullah said, we believe everything whatever Allah said in the Quran and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And it will happen. But what type? Allah knows best. We don't know. We will see with our own eyes on the day of Qiyamah. Inshallah. So, hadith of Bayhaqi Sharif, Friday is a very beautiful day mentioned by Imam Bayhaqi Rahimahullah and Ibn Abi Dunya Rahimahullah. The hadith is quoted by Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullah Ali in his kitab in Sharh Sudur fi Sharh al Kubur. Very, very good kitab, very good book. Muhammad ibn Wasi' said, مردے کو اپنی زیارت کرنے والوں کا علم جمعہ کے دین ہوگا. And those who go and visit that people, mother, father, then Friday, they recognized who came on my qabr. They recognize. That's why Fuqaha said, how to stand by the grave. How to stand. Not the backside, you know. How like we put the body and the face is towards the Qibla. So this is the body, Qibla is this side, the face is this side, the feet is here. Must stand here so they can recognize. They can recognize. No other days. Friday. There are numerous stories from the Sahaba and Tabi'in and Tabi Tabi'in mentioned in the Kitab. Sarul Shudur fi Sharh al Kubur, a very beautiful kitab. I don't know in English, but it's now translated from Arabic to Urdu also. You can read the book. Allahu Akbar. Amazing about the graveyard and graves and the questions and what's the reward and all these things. SubhanAllah. So try. That's why Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, those who go and read Surah Yasin Sharif every Friday before sunrise or sunrise time to the mother's grave, the father's grave, Allah forgive them also. But Allah forgive the son or brother who went to read the Surah Yasin Sharif. Entire sins. So, sometime we must go to graveyard also and visit our family's grave. Hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Musannab ibn Abdul Razzaq, Imam ibn Majah, Sahib Mishkat, lots of muhaddisin mentioned this hadith. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala farmate hai, jo musalman juma ke din ya juma ki raat mein intikal kar jaye usko qabar mein sawal nahi hota hai. The person who dies juma night and juma day, if the person dies, there is no question for that person in the grave. The question arises, the question made by Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali in Mirkat Sharh Mishkat. So then Allah is going to send the angel on Saturday to ask the question. Not Friday, then Saturday. Said, no, once Allah forgives somebody, Allah don't ask. Like Badri Sahaba, you know, one of the Sahabi wrote quietly, opened the secret of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he wrote the letter to Makkah people. On the way, Jibreel Sallallahu Alaihi came and told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so and so Sahabi, he wrote the letter and he opened your secret and sent it to Makkah people that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to try to attack to Makkah. So he opened the secret. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called the Sahabi, come here, go quickly and find there is one lady who came here for begging, to beg here in Madinah Munawwara. She went back to Makkah on the way, so and so place, you will find her on the camel. You go and tell her, bring that later. Who said all these things? Jibreel salam said to Rasulullah sallam, Nabi sallam, send the sahabi. I said, Bukhari Shaykh, in Muslim Shaykh, Allahu Akbar. When they found a lady, that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, listen, you got some piece of paper, some letter, something you got. So no, I don't have nothing. He said, listen, if you don't, my Nabi never speak lies. He said, is 100% true. If you don't give us, then we will search you. We will open your clothes and search you. Give us. Then she took it out the letter from inside the, you know, back like a bal ki choti mein se nikala. She kept it inside here. And then give it. Then they came and brought. I forgot the Sahabi's name. Not coming to my mind. See, the Nabi Sassam called the Sahabi. Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission, chop his head. Chop his neck. Why he opened your secret? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Umar, sit down. Sit down. He is a Badri Sahabi. He was present in the Battle of Badr. And for the Sahaba, Badri Sahaba, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne farmaya, aaj ke baad tum jo karo, tumhari koi pakar nahi hai. Allah said himself to the Sahaba, because there was the first battle. Battle of Badr, 313 times. That's why our Akabirin elders said, it is written there, you know, Badri Sahaba's name in the Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, the commentary, you can find the names of the, in Bukhari Sharif also. You go sometime, the place of Badr, inshallah, Allah take you, inshallah, the name is written, certain Sahaba's name also is written there. Those who are present in the Battle of Badr, his name is written there. But you just go and visit the place. There was the first battle. If you read the 313 Sahaba's name, and then you make dua, Allah accept the duas also. You know? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, why you did this? He said, Ya Rasulullah, all the Muhajirin Sahaba, they migrated. They got their family there. Whatever they left, their chacha, their sisters and whatever. So they got their family there. I came from Yemen to stay in Makkah Mukarrama. And I migrated alone myself with you, Ya Rasulullah. My wife, my children is there. And there is no other relative there. So I was trying to support them, help them, to give them some secret little, but at least they don't touch my children, my wife. For the same reason I did it. Otherwise, Ya Rasulullah, my intention was not to open a secret. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, okay, you speaking the truth, leave him. Left him. So This story mentioned by Mullari Qari Rahmatullahi. Once Allah forgiven in battle of Badr, nothing happened to the Sahabi. Similarly, once Allah forgave you on Friday, He's not going to ask you Saturday and Sunday and Monday. No question. No questions. But sometimes people ask always, Ya Allah, give me death. Give me death on Friday. On Friday. And the person didn't die. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will do same thing for him like Friday. Because he was asking Allah always. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and Umar radiallahu ta'ala they passed away on Monday, not Friday. On Monday, Allah chosen the Monday for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chosen, he born on Monday. He born on Monday. And he was given the first Nabuwat, the ayat revealed on Monday. Iqra bismi. On Monday. And he was given prophethood on Monday. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated on Monday. And he passed away also on Monday. On Monday. Allah chosen for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to keep always fast on Monday. Fast on Monday. Hadith of Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi. You can open and see. The Monday is the best day also. Monday was chosen for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So those who passed away on Monday, that's why Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wishes to die on Monday. Like my Nabi. Umar radiallahu anhu wishes to die on Monday. Most of the Akabirin and Awliya Allah, they wishes because they love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so much. So they want to die on Monday. Subhanallah. So Jumaa ke din, Allah will, the person who dies, Jumaa ke din intikal karega. He will get the reward of martyr, shaheed. Shaheed ka sawab hoga. Aur kabar ke fitne se, yani question se, Allah uski hifazat karega. And this is remember, not only day, Juma night also. Us par shuhada ki muhar lagi hogi. Allah will resurrect everybody, those who died on Friday. I remember. My all the ustads in Randair, not only mine, many other ulama, all of them passed away on Friday. On Friday. My father was Amir-e-Jamaat. Used to do work of Dawat. 4 months every year, going everywhere. He used to tell, I don't know, but he used to go in Jamaat. He used to tell always in Jamaat. Remember two things. I'm telling you, he used to tell them, that read Tahajjud Namaz, Allah will fill your pocket. You don't have to ask the people. Don't put your eyes on the people's pockets. You read Tahajjud, Allah will open your way. Because Tahajjud time, Allah accepted the du'as. One thing he used to tell everybody. He never missed, mashallah, his Tahajjud and Fajr Azan. Always used to give Fajr Azan. One day my brother, has eldest brother, Sheikh Radis, asked him, Abba, you, why are you not going from this place? Because we were so poor at that time. You know, we used to sleep, no bed, nothing, sleep. So there's a door here. He should go from, but he don't go. He go from other way to go masjid, the longer way. So brother asked, Sir Abba, why are you going from here? I said, no, you're all sleeping. I don't want to disturb your sleep. I don't want to disturb. When I open the door, it's going to disturb your sleep. Disturb your sleep. We must not disturb anybody. Wallah, I'm telling you. You know, I used to say, Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi, when he was small, his father took him for Tahajjud Salah in the masjid. In masjid. Maybe some big day or some etikaf or something, where people were sleeping still. So he did his Tahajjud Namaz. Then he said, Abba, look at them all sleeping. All sleeping. Still sleeping. So his father said to him, Acha hota main tumhe masjid mein na lata. Why I brought you to masjid? You worry about yourself. Why are you talking bad about everybody sleeping? Allahu Akbar. So you do your own zikrullah. You do your own. Yes, if it's namaz time, wake them up. If it's in prayer time, wake them up. Something good to do, wake them up. But don't say this, oh, I did my tahajjud. They're not reading tahajjud. Allah gave me tawfiq to read. I must read my tahajjud. And the people are sleeping, must not disturb. Try your best Understand, especially as just said in i'tikaf also, because some of them they stay awake overnight, so they're sleeping. If you want to, the important talk, you can talk softly. You read Quran, mashallah, by mutakim people, mashallah, they're reading Quran quietly, mashallah, doing zikrullah also. Alhamdulillah. May Allah Ta'ala accept our youngsters, mashallah. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was saying to you that us par shuhada ki muhar lagi hogi. The shuhada's, shaheed's stamp on it when he get up on the day of Qiyamah. And no reckoning, and the status is very big. Was that? Shaheed. Now, which surah is best to read on Friday night? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala. Farmaya, Abu Hurairah ta'ala hadith. Jo raat mein surah Dukhan padhe. Surah Dukhan in 25th para. Just two rukus or three rukus. Surah Dukhan. Uske liye 70,000 farishte maghfirat ki dua karenge. Whole day. 70,000, the person who recite Surah Dukhan on Friday night, the 70,000 angels make dua forgiveness for him. And jo Surah Baqara or Surah Al Imran, Juma ki raat mein padhe, raat mein. This Surah Dukhan and Surah Baqara, Surah Al Imran is longer. Read on Friday night, how much sawab you'll get? From the earth till the seven heavens. You will get so much reward. Zameen se lekar asmano tak bhar jayega uska sawab. Surah Al Imran and Surah Baqara, those who recite, Prophet Sassam said, the authentic hadith in Tafsir, Kitab of Tafsir, Imam Bukhari said, is going to come on the day of Qiyamah like a big bird, open shadows like. Now you're walking, so hot that day, so hot, the sun is going to be very close, and the place, the ground is being made with the copper, and everybody are sweating, and those who recite always Surah Baqara and Surah Al Imran, the special shade, the surah will come, make a shade on him, there'll be no heat for him, and wherever he walks, the shade on him. Surah Baqara. And hadith of Bukhari Sharif, those who recite Surah Baqara in their house for 3 days, shaitan will never ever enter in the house. Nabi Sassim said, keep yakin. Said here, jo Surah Al Imran ko padega, either Juma day, either Juma right, night. You can read daytime. Ibn Abbas says, daytime also we can read. So angel make dua, forgiveness for the person. And Surah Yasin Sharif. Those who recite Yasin Sharif on Friday night, before he gets up in the morning, Allah will forgive his entire past sins. Hadith mentioned by Abu Umama radiallahu anhu. Jo shab e juma mein surah yasin sharif padega, Allah uski maghfirat kar dega. And further, in fajr namaz, Nabi sallam used to read surah al-Ikhlas, Mim Sajda and surah ad-Dahr. Now one important hadith I want to say today, share with you. Hadith is quoted by Imam Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, Imam Nisa'i, Ibn Majah, Sunan al-Kubra, many other kitabs there. Hazrat Uwais radiallahu ta'ala said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, jo Juma ke din achhi tarah ghusl kare. Proper, ghusl. And jaldi, masjid ki taraf, paidal chal kar aaye, walking, if his house is closed. Go to the masjid, walking. And sit in the first saf, near Imam. First saf, Imam. And listen, khutbah of Imam attentively. Sune. Hum log kya karte hain? Khutbah start, we sit down, put head down. No. The mas'ala of fiqh, look at the Imam and listen like this. You're staring at Imam and listen what he's saying. That's a real mas'ala. Not to sit like this. Yes, the two khutbah in the place of salah. But Allah Nabi Sassam didn't say that you sit like a namaz at tahiyat. He didn't say that. It's like a 2 rakat namaz. Like normally Zohar, 4 rakats. 4 rakat for us. He had 2 khutbah and 2 rakats. So 2 rakat is like, but it's not means to say sit like this. Sahaba used to look at the Rasulullah sallam, what he's saying. That Muslim must learn. Some people, they're sitting like a tahiyyat and looking down. No, khutbah ko sunna hai. Allah's Nabi sallam farmate hai, imam ke kareeb baithkar, listen the khutbah attentively. Yahan tak ke, if somebody is talking, don't even tell him, eh, quiet. No. That also you're going to lose out your reward. Friday, no talking. Come early. Don't jump on the shoulders of the people. Come early and sin the first sub. Those who come late and then they jump on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to make him sleep and Allah will tell the people, walk on him. Hadith, authentic hadith. We don't know the punishment of the person who climbing on the shoulders of the people on Friday. Just wait when you get placed, sit down. When namaz start, then you come in the sub. But try, the people must sit in the first sub. Those who come late, they get placed also. What we do, we sit always in the back. Sit in the first sub, then second sub. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah smile at two people. Number one, those who sit in the first sub, Allah smile at them. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua forgiveness for them twice. And second things, the husband and wife, they wake each other up for Fajr Salah. Allah smile at them. There are so many things to understand, right? We carry on, but you see, you're not going to end it. So what you get, if you bath and come to masjid walking, what reward you going to get? Sit in the first sub, listen the khutbah, or koi lagwa kaam na kare. Koi aisa kaam aisa na kare, jisse Allah naraaz ho jaye. Uske liye, on each and every footsteps he walked from house to masjid, on each and every footsteps, he will get the reward. 1 year fasting and 1 year tahajjud salah. Hadith quote in Abu Dawud, Sharif, in Tirmizi, in Nisa'i, Imam Ibn Majah, Sunan al-Kubra, Sharif Muazzab, all hadith book, you can find this hadith. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah ali farmate hain, Juma ke din pedal jana sunnat hai. Walking towards the masjid is sunnat. You come, that's our kabirin. You know, they were greedy for neki. They had so much zeal to gain the reward. So they were walking with that short foot to get more reward. You know, they're walking like this. Not fast. You know, walking to get as many foots you got. SubhanAllah, so much reward. That's what we learn from them. You understand? So see, Ibn Munzir rahimahullah said that it is mukhtar, better to walk towards the masjid, and you can see how much reward Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Usman, all the muhajirin and Ansar Sahaba, even though the Sahaba was living by Masjid Quba, 5 kilometers from Masjid Nabawi, they used to live after sunrise and walking from there, and they used to come Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were 9 masjid, small, the area masjid. They used to leave all the masjid and they used to come for Jami Masjid just to listen the khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were coming walking. Understand? So, ye sadaqa hai. Abu Huraira farmate hai, achhi baat sadqa hai. Masjid ki taraf chalte huye jana bhi sadqa hai. To walking towards a masjid also is a reward of charity. Allama Zubairi rahimahullah said, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah narrated, finishing now. Tamam ibadat, Eid day, Bakr Eid day, Eid is coming mashallah, Eid day, Bakr Eid day, janaza, and to go and visit the sick person in the hospital or his house, all is to walk towards them, it's sunnah, unless it's a long journey. The long journey, that's why our kabirin, when they used to go, Sahaba, Ibn Abbas says, how much sabab I lost in Hajj, because Abbas says, if you walk from Makkah Mukarramah to Mina for Hajj, Mina to Arafat, on each and every footsteps, you will get 100,000 harams reward. 100,000, you count, you know, on each footsteps, and 100,000 times 100,000 on each footstep, just walking towards the pedal hajj, jisko kehte hain, pedal hajj. Adam alayhi salatu wassalam did So many has paddled from India. Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala did more than 25 hajj paddle from Madina Munawwara to Makkah Mukarramah. Sahaba used to walk. Sahaba used to walk because they want reward. Today, switch on masjid. At least try big days. 8 days. Unless living far somewhere. Those who are living by the masjid, nearby masjid, you can maybe 3-4 minutes walk. Walk towards the masjid, you will get so much reward. Oh, Jummah ke din, chalo yahan se phir kal dusra bayan karenge inshallah, you will say some extra mashallah. So Jummah ke din, jaldi aakar masjid mein kya karna hai? What you should do on Friday when you come in masjid to talk, what we could do, that's inshallah we're going to explain tomorrow inshallah. Allah Pak, amal ki tawfiq naseeb farma. Ya Rahman Rahim, Ya Dhul Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Dayyan, Ya Sultan, Ya Qadeem Al Ihsan, Ya Qadeem Al Ihsan, Tera kitna bada ihsan hai. Ya Rabbe Jibreel, Ya Rabbe Mikael, Ya Rabbe Israfil, Ya Rabbe Israel, Ya Rabbe Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam, Ya Rabbe Al-Anbiya, Ya Rabbe Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hey Allah, Hey Allah, Hey Allah, maaf kar de Allah, maaf kar de Allah. Bada naraz kiya hai tujhe, bahut naraz kiya hai. Lekin ya Allah, agar meri koi behan, mera koi bhai, jiske saath main jhagda kar lu, to behan bhi keh deti hai, bhai bhi keh deta hai, don't come to my house, no more. Mere ghar par nahi aana hai. Yahan tak ki keh dete hain mere janaze mein bhi nahi aana. Hey Allah, tu kitna rahm rahim hai. Humne kitni teri nafarmani ki hai, kitni nafarmani kehti hai ki hai, phir bhi tu kehta hai mere bande, tu 70 time meri nafarmani kare, 70 time toba karega, main 70 time teri toba ko kabul kar lega. Tu der se bhi aaya, main tere intezar mein baitha hu. Hey Allah, tere ghar mein baith chuke hain. اے اللہ ہم سب کو معاف کر دیں. اے اللہ ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما. ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما. اس مجلس میں بیٹھنے والے کے فرد کی مغفرت فرما دیں. سب کی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ تیرے نبی کی پیاری پیاری باتیں سننے کے لیے بیٹھے ہیں. الہ العالمین روزے کے ساتھ افطاری کا ٹائم ہے, ہمیں معاف کر دیں. ہمیں معاف کر دیں. ہمارے بیوی بچوں کی مغفرت کر دیں. ہمارے بیوی بچوں کی مغفرت کر دیں. ہمارے بیوی بچوں کی مغفرت کر دیں. ہمارے ماں باپ کی مغفرت کر دیں. ہمارے ماں باپ کی مغفرت کر دیں. ہمارے ماں باپ کی مغفرت کر دیں. اگر انتقال کر چکے ہیں تو ان کے درجات کو بلند سے بلند تر فرما دیں. اے اللہ ان کی قبروں کو تا حد نگاہ وسیع فرما دیں. اے اللہ ان کی قبر کو جنت کا باغ بنا دے. اے اللہ پریشانیوں سے, اے اللہ ان کی حفاظت فرما, اور جن کے والدین زندہ ہیں انہیں عافیت نصیب فرما, صحت نصیب فرما, تندرستی نصیب فرما, کسی کا محتاج نہ بنا. اے اللہ ہمارے بھائی بہنوں کی مغفرت فرما, ہمارے قریب اور دور کے رشتہ داروں کی مغفرت فرما, میرے دوست احباب کی مغفرت فرما. بہت سارے ہم سے محبت کرتے ہیں تیرے قرآن کی وجہ سے, اے تیرے نبی کی حدیث کی وجہ سے ایک عالم سے محبت کرتے ہیں. اے اللہ ان کی محبت کا صدقہ, اور ہم پر احسان بھی کرتے ہیں, اے اللہ ان کے احسان کا صدقہ. اے اللہ تو تیری شاعر شان, اے اللہ ان پر ان کے احسان کا بدلہ نصیب فرما. اے اللہ ان کے لیے یہی دعا کر سکتے ہیں جو عالم کے ساتھ خیر خائی کرے, محبت کرے. اے اللہ ان کی اولاد کو بھی عالم بنا, ان کی اولاد کو بھی حافظ قرآن بنا, ان کے خاندان میں اللہ اولیاء متقین پیدا فرما. اے مولا یہ میری رات دن کی دعائیں ہیں ساری امت کے لیے. اے اللہ ساری امت کو قبول فرما, ساری امت کی مغفرت فرما, زندوں کی بھی مغفرت فرما, مردوں کی بھی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ دور قریب جہاں جہاں ہمارے مریدین ہیں, ہم سے منسلک ہیں, سلسلے میں جڑے ہوئے ہیں, اے اللہ جہاں کہیں ہو, چاہے اس مجمع میں ہو, چاہے گھر پر ہو, چاہے نیشنل ہو, چاہے انٹرنیشنل ہو, اے اللہ سب کی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ اس موقع پر سب کی مغفرت فرما. اور میرے پاس جتنے طلبا نے 30 سال میں حدیث قرآن تفسیر فقہ پڑھی ہے, اے اللہ سب کی مغفرت فرما, سب کو عافیت نصیب فرما, سب کو علوم نافعہ سے مالا مال فرما. یا اللہ یا رحمان, بہت سارے لوگوں نے فون کے ذریعے, میسجز کے ذریعے کہلوایا ہے دعا کے لیے. اے اللہ مرد ہو یا عورتیں, سب کی مغفرت فرما. یا اللہ سب کی بیماریوں کو دور فرما. اس مجمع میں جو بھی بیمار ہو انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ دائما مستمیرا نصیب فرما. اور ہسپیٹل میں جو بھی ہو، گھروں میں جو بیمار ہو، ہماری بہت ساری مائیں اور بہنیں گھروں میں بیمار نے شفا عطا فرما، عافیت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ، یا رحمان، یا رحیم، ہم سب کی روزی روزگار میں بنتیا برکت نصیب فرما. ہماری اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا، ہماری اولادوں کو ماں باپ کے فرما بردار بنا، انہیں نیک بنا، انہیں نمازی بنا. اے اللہ ہم تجھ سے مانگ سکتے ہیں، اے اللہ دینا تیرا کام ہے، لیکن تو نے کہا ہے کہاں مانگنے والے. اے اللہ مانگنے کے لیے آئے ہیں، ہماری دعا قبول فرما، ہماری توبہ قبول فرما. جب تک باقی رکھے ایمان پر، باقی رکھنا ایمان پر، باقی رکھنا پھسلنے سے، بگڑنے سے، گمراہی سے بچا لینا. اے اللہ کبائر گناہ سے بچا لینا. اے اللہ جب ہماری موت آئے ہر ایک کو اپنے اپنے وقت پر خاتمہ بالخیر نصیب کر دینا. اے اللہ تجھ سے ایک التجا ہے، تجھ سے ایک التجا ہے میرے مالک، ایک التجا ہے. جب ہماری موت آئے تیرے فرشتے ہمیں کہتے ہو چل بندے، اللہ تجھ سے راضی ہے اور تو اللہ سے راضی ہے، اللہ تجھے بلا رہا ہے، تو پاک، تو پاک روح ہے، چل اللہ تجھ سے راضی ہے، تو اللہ سے راضی ہے، چل اللہ کے پاس، جنت کو دیکھ لے، جنت میں داخل ہو جا. ایسی موت ہم سب کو ہر ایک کو نصیب فرمائے. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی وسلم.